It is The Naked Scientist. Chris Smith, Dave Ansell and Sarah Castor-Perry. We're answering your science questions for you, as well as doing funny things with straws. Did you have a go? Send us in a picture or text us and tell us what it was like in your kitchen trying to do that experiment. Sarah, why don't you have a go at telling us, because Justin Smith would like to know, can a lobster drown?
Well, the simple answer is no. Lobsters have evolved to live in water. They exchange gases through their gills, and they will actually die if they are out of water for too long, but they will actually survive for a small amount of time. Their close relatives, crabs, can actually survive out of water for a bit longer. And although if you take a fish out of water, it will die because they will essentially suffocate. When they're in water, their gills extract oxygen from the water. But when you take them out, the surface tension of the water makes the gills collapse. So they can't function. They can't get the oxygen out of the water. Now, some fish do actually have adaptations for air breathing, like lungfish. If they live in places like rivers that periodically dry up, so they need to be able to deal with that. Now, the reason that crabs, and to a certain extent lobsters, but not as much as crabs, can actually survive in air for a time is that they hold their gills in cavities on the undersides of their bodies. Now, they don't actually breathe air. They're still using their gills, but they found a way of keeping them supported and moist, which is the most important thing. And there's actually a species of crab called a coconut crab, and they've evolved something called a branchiostegal lung, which is kind of a spongy tissue, which is like a cross between gills and lungs, which still need to be kept moistened, but they will actually exchange gas with the air. So lobsters do also have gills in chambers, but they still require water. So they will survive in air as long as the gills are kept wet. They also have something called a gill bailer, which has the best name. It's called a scaphognathite, which helps to keep water moving across the gills. So they will suffocate if they're in air, but they will not drown in water.